Okay, so as I mentioned, in addition to rhythm, harmony, and melody, we need to talk about technique. And for beginners, there's a lot of things, obviously, that they need to hear and hear over and over again. And that's fine. That's how it should be. It's a good thing when I get complete beginners, because then I know they won't develop any bad habits. It's a much harder thing when someone's been having those bad habits for years, and then sometimes you can't even correct them all as a teacher. You just have to pick your battles, like, okay, which of these is the most problematic holding the student back from where they want to go? And then if the others are, you know, aren't directly affecting their progress, then you have to let them go, or at least be willing to only take them one at a time, you know. For beginners, how to hold a pick is a big deal. Just to get some beginners to hold a pick at all is a step. Like, they just prefer not to do the pick. They just want to do it with their thumb or something. Now, if you're going to learn finger style, like actual, you know, Travis picking or any derivative thereof, then you're just going to do fingers only. But most people are going to use a pick, and even most of my finger style students also use a pick when they strum and do different things besides finger style. So unless you're a classical guitarist who only uses fingers and the nails, I highly recommend you learn how to use a pick. You got to hold the pick in the right position. Now, many, many years ago, my teacher at the time told me about an article in Guitar Player from Ron Eshte, who was a teacher at the Guitar Institute of Technology in California. And I subsequently have the article. It's from May 1984, page 70. So I'm just going to read you that little portion. It says, "Has playing with a pick always come easily for you?" His answer: "I went through a long period where I struggled with it. About 3 years ago, I had reached an impasse and could see myself not being able to get any further. There was this kid from France at GIT who had a right hand like a buzzsaw, so I asked him what he was doing, and he showed me. It's a logical way of holding the pick. You find the position by holding your arm extended in front of you, with your hand open in a relaxed manner and the palm facing up. With your fingers slightly curled, put the pick between your thumb and index at the first joint. Now bring your hand back around to the guitar and pick from the wrist. You'll have to make minor adjustments as far as the angle of the pick goes, depending on the length of your arm and the kind of instrument you're using. But with this method, I had as much technique in 2 months as I had after 15 years my old way. And now I can play for hours with no fatigue." Next thing for beginners is the thumb position. Oftentimes, their thumb is not behind the neck. Your thumb should be behind the neck about halfway to three quarters of the way up. And your palm of your hand should not be up against the fretboard. It should be down. It's like as if your whole wrist is coming forward away from your body. And then your fingers have a nice curl as you play the strings. It'll help you get out of the way of the strings you don't want to play. So that thumb is behind the neck and the wrist is forward. And then you bring your guitar back. Everything should be square. Like, you're sitting upright. Your posture should be straight. You know, if you can't see, then you just lean over a little bit. But you shouldn't be having your whole posture such that the guitar is, like, you know, facing upwards towards the ceiling or anything like that. It should be straight up and down. Everything should be squared off. Your shoulders should be squared with your feet. And your feet should be flat on the floor. And all these things. And beginners also need to know how to relax. They tend to pick really hard or strum really loud. It's like grating. It wears on your ears and they don't even know it's possible to play nice and easy and strum softly, you know. So these things all combine together. If someone is having trouble with the fretting hand, the fingerings, I'll give them the four fret exercise, where you play on one string, you play open top string, for example, and then you play with finger one, fret one of the top string, and then while you leave that on, play finger two, fret two, and then while those two are on, add finger three on third fret, and then add pinky on fourth fret. And then, so now you have all four fingers curled, one per fret. And then you gradually take those off. First you go 4, 3, 2, 1, and then 0. So there's 5 notes you could play per string. on any string, and it's a good warm-up exercise. Music is fun, and having good technique is just setting the stage for you to have loads of fun and not struggle. You know, technique is not like this serious imposing thing. It's supposed to, it's like a freeing element. It's hard to describe, you know, but you learn good technique and then you can even faster enjoy your music.